This is Damien Wilde. I'm here with John Redwood, MP, at the Props Breakfast. John, you've just been talking to a packed room about the sense of fashionable pessimism amongst valuers in property. I wondered what you meant by that.
Well, I meant that I've noticed a number of companies have been selling off buildings, and they seem to be selling them off at premiums to the latest valuations after the Brexit vote. There was definitely pessimism immediately following the vote when valuers told us there would be a sharp fall in property values, which didn't occur. And we've seen one or two big trophy buildings going at prices well above the recent book valuation. So I just say, let's cheer up a bit and let's be realistic.
So valuers got it wrong?
It looks like it. And I'm not asking them to be falsely optimistic. I'm just asking them to be a bit more accurate, because clearly the buyers have been more optimistic than the valuers.
Okay. You also talked about the stock market and how REITs seem to be being priced down unfairly as well.
Yeah, they look as if they're on a double discount, because a lot of the shares are on a discount to the stated asset value, and the asset values themselves may be at the low end. But I'm not predicting they're about to take off, because it is clearly very fashionable to be pessimistic, and some of the REIT managements don't seem to be very jolly either. But maybe they all need to cheer up, because I think we will need new buildings after 2020. There will be plenty of tenant demand, and we need to make sure we're responding.
Okay, and if this optimism prevails, how soon do you think prices, both of the share prices of the REITs and the property values themselves, can come back?
Well, I mean, property values have in many cases been going up or have been staying very strong. The vote in the summer of 2016 doesn't seem to have damaged most property values at all. And even those who've been pessimistic have said that maybe portfolios are down 2 or 3%, nothing very big. And then we discover people sell buildings above the book value. So I don't think there has been damage so far. And I don't see why there is going to be long-term damage to the UK property market. People love London. It's a great international city. And its ratings haven't been hit by the Brexit vote.
And many of the people I talk to in the industry are a little frustrated about the way that Brexit negotiations are panning out. There too, do you think they're being gloomy?
Well, I think they're right that the negotiations are taking too long, and I would like to see the British government liven them up by saying, look, we're not going to pay you lots of money. If you want to talk about free trade, we're going to be very generous on free trade, but let's get on with it, because of course business wants to get rid of the uncertainties as soon as possible. So I'd be delighted if we set a rather tougher timetable and showed to the rest of the EU that we've got a perfectly good living if there is no agreement. So will they please get on with an agreement?
Okay, John Redwood, thank you.